The word today is conform. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. We are all continuously being influenced to change ourselves. We are taught by parents and teachers, and we see what our peers do and say. Jesus calls us to copy Him. We are to observe what He does, listen to what He says, and do likewise. Over time, we become more like our Savior. Only He is perfect and brings us God's forgiveness. Here to share more about this joyful topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Conform.
There are some very comforting words in the Bible in the book of Romans. I'm going to read for you one of the favorite passages that bring comfort to Christians. It's in Romans chapter 8, starting at verse 28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him and who have been called according to His purpose. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified. I'm going to spend some time and share with you an explanation of these words. And like I said, they're very comforting, especially this passage that says, in all things God works for the good of those who love Him. First point I'd like to make is that God is not working specifically for you if you are against Him. The promise is that He will work for you, guide you, bless you as you commit yourself to Him. Now, this doesn't mean that God hates you. It's not that He is actively seeking to destroy you in hell, but He certainly is not going to give you the treasures of His heaven and eternal life if you're opposed to Him or don't care about it. There's two different ways that a person might forfeit the eternal life that God gives through Jesus Christ. And one is through hostility, where you know what the offer of salvation is through Jesus, and you just resist it. You'd rather live in your wickedness and evil. You don't want to serve God. Now, that's one way to forfeit eternal life. The other way is through ignorance, worshiping some other god or worshiping the earth, and in ignorance being an idolater, a person who worships a false god. In that case, that's why the word today is coming to you. That's why evangelism takes place. The word evangelize means to share the good news about Jesus so that a person does not live in ignorance, so that they have an opportunity to learn about the God that loves them and has saved them through Jesus Christ. Now, when you become a person of Jesus, when you are born again, that is, change your life and come to love Jesus and serve Him, now God's going to actively work on your behalf. Now He can do all the things that He intends to do, forgive your sins, give you blessedness through a more godly lifestyle, give you peace and assurance that you don't have to carry your guilt of your past. And most importantly, I think for us is escape from death, resurrection to life eternal with God. Now God can do this for you, whereas before, you were prevented from getting these blessings. So that's a great thing, that in all things God is working for your good if you're a child of God, for those who love Him. Sometimes it doesn't seem like everything is all for the good, but the Lord is ranging and working in everything to strengthen you, to draw you closer to His love, and to ultimately give you eternal life in Jesus' name. Now, I don't know about you, but I think that's a great deal. That's a wonderful gift from God, and I would think anybody who hears this should say, hey, I want that. I would love to have that assurance that the creator of the universe and the one who gave his only son to die for my sins is using everything for my welfare. What this means is that God is not opposed to you. Even if you hate God at the moment, even if you deny God at the moment, he still has set up the plan of salvation so that on the day that you change your mind, when you want to repent of your sin, he will forgive you. That's the incredible nature of God's mercy. There is talk in this passage about the program or the plan that God put into place in order to save us from our sin. And this is called predestination, the basic idea that God knows those who are going to receive his gift of eternal life. In verse 29, it says, he foreknew those he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son, that is, to Jesus, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Well, there's a lot of things in this verse, but I'd just like to talk for a second about this foreknew, that God knew ahead of time. Well, one of the attributes of God is that he is all-knowing. Another is that he is all-powerful. So he has the smarts and he has the ability to affect our salvation. And the thing is that God sees this all ahead of time. It's not a shock. It's not a surprise to him. It's sort of like if you have an animal that is a pet. Let's say you have an aquarium with fish. You oversee everything that happens in this aquarium. In the same way, God oversees all of creation. He has a completely different perspective on things than we do. So there's not going to be anything that humans do that shocks or surprises or upsets his plans. And it talks here about he predestined us to be conformed to the likeness of his son. I sometimes think of this sort of like a teacher in a classroom. The teacher has good wishes for all of her students. She sees what the students are doing, and she also knows pretty well from the beginning of the year who is likely to pass the grade and make it and who is not. Now, it's not the teacher's desire that some might not pass the grade level, that they're choosing some to fail and receive a poor report. No, they want everyone to do well. And this is like God the Father too. He wishes for all humans to love him, to receive his son Jesus, to receive the gift of eternal life. But he's well aware that there's going to be many people who won't. For whatever reason, they will decide that they don't want it, or they want to continue in sin. They might think, someday down the line, I can always repent, and all kinds of excuses from coming to God humbly and repenting of sin and receiving Jesus Christ. I don't want you to make that mistake. I ask you that today you take the invitation that's being offered you. It doesn't matter what sins you've committed in the past. It doesn't matter how smart you think you are. You're going to have to stand before the Lord in judgment. And so much better to stand before him in the judgment with the grace and forgiveness that comes from Jesus instead of relying on yourself. You know, it says here that Jesus is called the firstborn among many brothers. Well, Jesus went to the cross. He carried our sin to the cross as the divine Son of God. Now, let's see this. He was not just a prophet, not just a good teacher. He is the Son of God who is fully capable of defeating sin and death. And he went to that cross in order to carry our sin so that we could have the gift of resurrection and life eternal, a newly created body, restored body in the physical resurrection at his return. That's what Jesus went to get for us. For those who believe in him, that is the free gift of God, salvation in Jesus Christ. And that is why he is called the firstborn from among many brothers. He is the first one to defeat the bonds of death permanently. Now, there were individuals that Jesus and some of the prophets in the Old Testament raised from the dead temporarily, but they died again. No human has ever defeated death except Jesus. And he gives as a gift to you and me that same redemption from death, that same life everlasting. Now, this is what God intended from the beginning in the creation, and humanity messed it up. And Jesus brings restoration once again. I want you to understand that God has done everything necessary for you to have eternal life. And I want this to encourage you. He is calling you, like I said, today. Maybe this is your invitation. Maybe this is the day that you say, Lord Jesus, I love you. I want to follow you. I want the gift of forgiveness. I want the gift of eternal life. Maybe some of your family members want this too. Share this. See if your sons or daughters, or if your aunts or uncles, see if your parents, see if anyone else wants this assurance. This is true comfort, especially in the face of illness and death. And so God calls us. He also justified us. That means that Jesus took our sin to the cross. That means that now God has swapped out the righteousness and purity and perfection of Christ for our sin. He does this out of love for humans to redeem us from our sin. And then it says he also glorified. That's our future. That's the future home of righteousness with Jesus Christ. It's called heaven, and we're all looking forward to that. So God is looking for you to conform to Jesus, to draw close to Jesus. He knew you before your birth. He predestined, made a plan for you to have a way to come to Christ. He called you, gave you the invitation to come to Jesus. Maybe that's the invitation you received today. Jesus paid the price of our sin. He justified you, and he wants to glorify you and give you eternal life. I ask that you would conform to Jesus, to come to Christ. Forsake all the worldly principles and false beliefs and come to the Savior Jesus. He wants you to be born again, to have eternal life. Please be conformed to Jesus Christ and receive the gift of eternal life, salvation in his name.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.